Welcome to the Bank Marketing Show, the podcast that engages and informs you for success in today's marketplace. It's the show that will make you a better marketer with trends, tactics, and inspiration from experts and industry leaders. If you're wanting to impact your personal success and position your bank as the best choice in your market, you're in the right place. Now let's dive into today's show with your hosts, Chris and Dan.
All right. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the first episode of the Bank Marketing Show. I am Chris Bates, CEO of Agora Eversole, a marketing agency based in Jackson, Mississippi. And here's Dan.
Yeah, and I'm Dan Navalis. I'm CEO of Two Novas, a marketing agency based in St. Louis, Missouri. So today on this episode, this is the first episode of the show. So we're just really here to go over a couple things that you can expect from future episodes. So we'll talk a little about who this podcast is for, why you should listen, a little bit more about who we are and why we're doing this, why we decided to launch a podcast, and, you know, get into a little bit of detail about what we'll talk about and what you can kind of expect on the next couple episodes.
Yeah, so we thought as we prepared for this, it would make the most sense to talk about who is it for. So not only do we want to welcome you, the understanding that, yes, this obviously is for bank marketers. And for financial institution folks, banks and credit unions of all sizes. We think that bank officers, leadership, you know, folks who are from smaller institutions to larger ones that are responsible for marketing are really going to gain a lot from this podcast and learn things that are going to be beneficial. We aim to have content that is for very small rural banks. Dan, you know, we talked about one of your clients. It's a $45 million bank, and our agency also worked with ones that are in excess of $4 billion and banks of every size. So we want to also, for business leadership, for everyone to be able to relate their personal career and their journeys and how that affects their own success, thus the success of the bank as well. So we're going to weave in a lot of things here. So we want you to kind of buckle in and know that this podcast is for you.
Yeah. So if you're in marketing or, you know, you have a leadership position at a bank or you're interested in growing your bank or growing your part of the bank, we hope to have topics of interest for you over time. So some episodes we're planning to kind of go deep on one specific topic, maybe, you know, focus on technology, focus on SEO, focus on, you know, something specific like that. Other ones we'll do, you know, we'll have interview other bank leaders, bank marketing leaders and other execs from the clients that Chris and I work with, but also across the industry, just to hear stories, hear how people got in their positions, hear how they've progressed their careers, hear of, you know, success stories at their banks and how they helped grow the marketing programs at their banks. So, you know, it's a bit educational, it's a bit connecting with peers, and just getting connected to trends, both in marketing in general, but also across the industry. So really, we hope to have content here for anyone interested in growing a bank or growing your marketing career.
Absolutely. Yeah. And Dan, you and I talked about that before we got started, that's really what this is anybody engaged in helping to grow their financial institution. I'm not sure that it really matters what your title is. Or exactly what your role is. Everybody plays a part in that. So that's why we want to invite everybody and to check this out as we go forward and develop some of those additional and future episodes that you're talking about, Dan.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we thought it might be helpful to give a little bit of our background and overview. So Dan, why don't you take a moment and tell us about yourself?
Yeah. So like I mentioned before, I run a bank marketing agency based in St. Louis, Missouri. But throughout my career, I've worked for kind of a combination of, you know, ad tech, marketing technology startups, done a bunch of consulting. So, you know, prior to starting my agency in 2018, I worked for a global ad agency doing marketing technology strategy consulting, which is a lot of multisyllabic words there. But basically, we work with clients that were trying to consolidate their, you know, marketing technology data and data to understand more about their customers and market to them better, and which I, you know, is a struggle that a lot of banks are going through today. when I started my agency in 2018, you know, we started out with a couple of banks and as clients and realized there was some opportunity there to help with the kind of marketing skill set I had. And, you know, 4 years later, here we are. So, you know, I love working with banks because, you know, it's a really interesting marketing problem, right? Every bank offers a pretty similar set of services, but works in a different geography, works with different types of customers. Some banks focus on commercial, some banks focus on, you know, the retail side, but everybody's got a little bit of everything. So the real way, you know, in my point of view is like the real way that you stand out as a bank is through your brand, through your marketing, and through your customer service. So it's a really interesting space to help out with. And, you know, my primary focus is on technology, analytics, using data to run better campaigns. And that's, you know, really, I think banks have such a rich set of data, both, you know, transactional, demographic. You know a lot about your customers, and there's a lot of information you can use there to market better to them. It's just a matter of putting the right processes in place, putting the right technology in place. And I hope to bring some of those topics to this podcast over time. So, yeah Chris, turn it to you.
Yeah. And Dan, wouldn't you say that ultimately what we're both trying to do here is bring the experience and the expertise that we have to help a lot of these financial institutions figure out their superpower and how to get it out there? Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Right. Like investing in a lot of technology doesn't make sense for a smaller institution, but there are lots of things you can do to, you know, learn what your customers want. And market to them, right? So not just sending out a blanket email with your HELOC offer, but, you know, targeting just those customers that you know need it. You know, but for the larger institution that has to do that for tens of thousands of customers at once, you do need some technology to let you do that. So I think here we want to talk about what's possible, but that applies to institutions of all sizes, right? The technology and the processes really adapts for you. But everybody should have access to the what's possible.
Yeah. Yeah. I heard years ago at a state banking association, it put very well that money's green and it's the same. The dollar is the dollar at every bank, you know, so you got to take that basic set of challenge. And from a marketing perspective, what are we going to do to differentiate you, to engage audiences, whether it's commercial or personal or whatever the case may be, right?
Oh, yeah. And I mean, I have that conversation all the time. You know, the average consumer, and sorry for everybody out there, the average consumer doesn't know the difference between a bank and a credit union, right? It's a place to put your money. The average consumer doesn't know the differences and the difference in what you as a community bank do for your customers versus a mega bank, right? They don't quite understand that money, a dollar deposited at a community bank, recirculates dozens of times in the local community and helps with home loans, helps with, you know, construction loans, small business loans, versus like a bigger national bank where the money might not stay and recirculate as many times in the local group. So it's, you know, bank marketing is a lot about that education, right? It's not just a nice logo or a Facebook ad. It's how do you educate your geography as to what you do and why to choose you over all the other places you can put your dollar.
There you go. So my agency, Agora Eversole, actually started in 2009 as a broad scope marketing agency. And we were doing lots of things for lots of different industries. And over the years, began to specialize more in all the screen facing services, right? So web design, social, SEO, digital ads, those types of things, alongside some of the, historical and traditional ad agency services. Then we ran into partnership opportunities with another agency here in our geographic area and started working together and ended up merging our two ad agencies 2 years ago. And as such, dove very deep into the banking niche. And these days we're working with, about 75 community banks and other financial institutions in 15 states across the country. A lot of those are in the Southeast area, and those services are growing all the time. Our team here is growing. We've expanded additional marketing managers and other folks as we've learned more and more of what it is that these banks need and the real help that they need from Yours is so much in the tech side, and ours largely is in growing brand, growing platform engagement and conversion. Again, whether that's social, web, whatever the case may be, and also being those brand guardians. So our designers that are working on some of the still the traditional work, whether that be collateral or ads or whatever the case may be, are still making sure that that brand is cross-platform, that it's uniform messaging, ultimately so that it is best engaging, you know, and those conversions are out there while the brand is being built as well. So I think that's a lot of the what we do, you know, in a nutshell, as we get to work with this large diversity of bank audiences. We have a lot of our community bank clients that are, you know, have branches or even headquartered in very small rural areas. And sometimes that's a different methodology of messaging than it may be for our clients that are in some of the larger metro areas.
Yeah.
So, yep. So, so that's a lot of what we do in a team and how we've got kind of moving all of that forward.
Yeah. That's an interesting point. I think listeners at this point, hearing we're, you know, two separate bank marketing agencies, may wonder why we're doing this together. So, you know, I'll point out that Chris and I have known each other for a year and a half or so now.
Yeah, at least.
And, you know, been meeting pretty regularly all the time just to, so we can become better bank marketers and learn from each other. But we really have different focuses, right? So Chris, you know, Chris focuses on a broad swath of services, as you just went through. My company focuses more on, you know, technology enablement and roadmaps. We have some overlap in our services, but largely we try to solve the same problems for banks.
Yeah, all complementary.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, we were both kind of thinking about launching a podcast separately, but we thought, hey, let's do this together and kind of bring our superpowers together and try to help the industry.
There you go. Absolutely.
Yeah. I know, Chris, if you want to go more into the why we're doing this, but.
Yeah, well, I think it's the not only the intersection, Dan, of what it is that we do, but we also began to recognize that our missions intersect, which ultimately is to help people succeed. You know, we talked about it a little bit before we started the podcast today, but in order for banks and financial institutions and companies to succeed, then the people within them need to succeed. So we believe, your agency and mine believe that we, through marketing, through relationships with bank and financial institution clients, we impact people in all kinds of ways, right? And we get these opportunities for engagements. And Dan, I think ultimately part of our purpose with this podcast is to teach, to share, maybe throw out a best practices item that somebody listening goes, oh, wow, I haven't even thought about that, or I haven't thought about doing it that way. And that's so much of our why, so that this interconnectivity and sharing of expertise is really beneficial to everybody that's engaging with the show, for sure. So that's ultimately our goal is to impact you guys as listeners, right? And impacting you personally, career-wise, and absolutely at the end of the day, how it is that you bring your work to the bank. And yep. And move that forward. So, yep, I think that's where we're coming from.
We in planning for this, I think we were talking about it'd be pretty dry if we just said, hey, tomorrow's on SEO and the next week is on, you know, Facebook advertising. So definitely want to keep it interesting and, you know, impact all aspects of being a bank marketer, growing a bank. You know, we'll touch on the tactics, we'll touch on the strategy and the detailed stuff, but ultimately we want to, you know, make you a better marketer overall.
Absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, all of us as humans have been engaged with and had to deal with a pandemic. And, you know, that's one example of how our humanness intersects our business life, right? And I know you got to be careful about saying the benefits of the pandemic, but maybe one of the good things that's come out of all of us as humans struggling and working through those challenges together is the realization of everyone's humanness a little bit more, you know, and that's, for example, life on Zoom. And, you know, I remember back in spring of 2020, Dan, you know, having a Zoom meeting with a bank CEO and one of our clients. It's about a $700 million asset bank and all of that. And he literally has got grandkids zipping by in the in the background, you know, right. and screaming at each other. And we're sitting there talking about his social media ad strategy. Right. And the reason we were doing that is because his marketing director was out sick. So I'm having the conversation directly with the CEO and he's jumped in. So that kind of story, Dan, I think is what we want to relay to everybody listening to this podcast, that, you know, we're all trying to move ourselves forward and move our institutions forward. And there's lots of life and all those things that we can intersect with. Yeah, tech tips. Yeah, and measurement of conversions and SEO and all this other kind of stuff that we're going to talk about, right?
Yeah, and I mean, I think to tie that all back to marketing too, it's you know, the banks that are doing the best in terms of marketing are the ones that can best connect to their customers. So you know, on a human level, right? They're not just a number. They're not just and you know, every bank kind of talks about this, like, we want you to reach a real person when you call. You're not just a number to us. So, you know, if we can tell our own stories and think about, you know, try to put ourselves in the shoes of our customers and think about them as they're humans going on the same journey, right, through the pandemic and everything like that, then that'll just help us, you know, help us all become better marketers.
Absolutely.
Yes. I mean, to play off that, like, right, we kind of just covered all the things that we're going to talk about in this podcast, but, you know, we've got some topics planned around, you know, how to do a strategic planning. Right now when we're recording this, it's the beginning of the year. So we're all thinking about the year ahead. You know, we want to cover specific, you know, technology, ad tactics, ad, you know, formats that you can try, website building, video, you know, automation technologies, SEO, and everything kind of in between. So this isn't just going to be, you know, this podcast is going to be a mix of Chris and I riffing on topics. We're going to bring in some of our you know, contacts from around the industry, bank execs, marketing leaders, things like that, to hear their stories, hear their case studies, things that they've done at their bank and what they're working on. You know, our partners, right? We work with a variety of other super specialized agencies, you know, work with motivational speakers, those types of things. And we'll look to bring them into future episodes too, to keep the topics kind of rounded out. But mostly we want to share case studies, share tactics, help you learn, help you be motivated, get you excited about marketing.
Absolutely. Yeah. So while we may have an episode focused around web design, UI and UX and what that means and the importance and the crucial elements of web design and how you might need to work with your web management, web design or core provider, you know, company to deal with that issue, we're probably also going to even bring things into that, you know, that may be career stories about how somebody got into that and why and the importance of how that carries out in their work, those types of things. So, yep. So yeah, it's exciting stuff, Dan. Looking forward to getting into this and looking at where we're going to start and where we're going to go from there.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm excited to be getting more stuff out into the world. I know podcasts are becoming more and more important. I was at a conference a couple months ago, the ABA Bank Marketing Conference, and a few speakers mentioned they get a lot of information from podcasts. So I'm excited to be kind of adding to the knowledge base out there.
Absolutely. Yeah. So a couple of the things that we have mentioned in passing here that we're actually going to line out for you listeners as our first few episodes. And again, because of kind of the timing and where we're going with this, strategic planning is always an important element of what we do. And so often I think that we see banks and financial institutions dive off into, hey, let's try some digital ads. Hey, let's try some whatever, fill in the blank, right? And, you know, that's kind of that old shotgun approach, as opposed to the correct type of strategic marketing planning and looking at the right balance for your bank, your size bank, your target markets, and all of that. So I'm looking forward to a deep dive, Dan, into strategic planning and talking about that as a basis for where everything else can go from there as one of our first episodes. And then we've also already got a couple of bank leadership folks lined up for interviews and some sharing and then even rolling into another episode on that channel and budget mix. So once you've got that strategic plan, what is the right mixture of tech, data source, survey, social, web, on and on and on, and using those things to move forward. So yeah, so looking at a couple of great initial episodes coming up under that umbrella.
Yeah, yeah, all super exciting. So yeah, well, I think for this episode, that's about it. If you're still listening at this point, thank you. and the upcoming episodes are going to have a lot of great content. And we hope to keep connecting with you in the future.
Absolutely. Yep. And as our trailer will explain too, we want to go ahead and invite everybody to go to bankmarketingshow.com as the great way to engage with us. And as we go forward with all of these episodes, not only will you be able to check out and listen to episodes there, but also links to resources and tons of information there that these partners that we bring in and industry leaders that we bring in are going to share with you guys to make this really valuable time for you in this podcast as you're rolling down the road or laying around drinking coffee on a Saturday morning or wherever it is that you're listening to this. All right. So thanks for joining us on this this first introductory episode. We are excited about continuing to engage with you and hope that you all have a great day.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
All right. Thanks a lot, Dan.
Thanks, Chris.
Thanks for joining us. To go deeper or get access to some of the valuable nuggets from today's show, go to bankmarketingshow.com. There you'll find episodes, links to resources, and much more. Be sure to subscribe wherever you find your podcasts. And join us next time.